Dragon Dreams, Book 1, 40 Going on 14, written by Gina Virginia Casella. Preface, Dragon Dreams Scope. The shadows, womb and tomb, the deep, wild darkness that marks the beginning. And original blueprint. Hold the greatest power as they are closest to the primal source of energy and may just be that source itself. The inner shaman seeks me through the forms of my higher selves. I open myself to this connection so they can guide and train me. I'm reminded that all require guidance, insight, and leadership, yet we are always our own leaders, forging our own paths. This realization is the image of a bazooka machine gun, reminding me not to live with regrets, but to live and die consciously, avoiding karmic haunting and instead reaping karmic bonuses. The bazooka machine gun features four shooting, convey that what we project outward returns to us threefold, hence our finger placement. The shape and finger placement suggests the bullets go where aimed, yet ricochet back threefold. As one finger points forward and three fingers point back at the shooter. In this image, which I'm presented with, there are no finger placements. Directions, loading chambers, etc. For this placement is missing, along with other details representing oneness. There is no distinction between self-defense and terrorism, as fighting for one's freedom and terroristic violence are equivalent. When we harm others, we truly harm ourselves. Defending against an outside threat means defending against a part of ourselves. Our actions reflect back upon us. Rather than fearing weapons, we should fear those who yield them without regard for consciousness or consequences. How can there be consequences if everything was predetermined and agreed upon in the contracts? We supposedly create between lifetimes. This notion raises questions, as some contracts involve manipulation and terms no rational mind would accept. This inspires my role as the unmaker to investigate contractual manipulation targeting those not in a sound state of mind. I carry immense responsibility, and the news has spread that I am awakened. Evil knows I never abuse the use of my power. So they challenge me, annoying me, questioning if I even possess it. The trouble is, I am ruled by the heart, so I could dysregulate. Therefore, I am a threat even to myself. I take self-regulation and feelings very seriously for this matter. It is not a coincidence in this waking life. I advocated for social emotional learning to be a priority in public education and served as a public school teacher. I laugh a lot off. Now, keeping to myself and nature, I understand the strength I hold. So does evil. No physical weapon required. The gun is just a metaphor my mind uses to convey this message. I recognize that evil seeks to distract and harm me, but I refuse to develop the false belief that I am powerless. I am awake to the great power I possess, the power of fearlessness that comes from simply being indifferent. Evil is all talk. They only act tough because they can, not because they are. It's all part of the great illusion. It is with much compassion I see through the evil, seeing folks for who they really are, and that's love. By not getting caught up in trivial matters, I can stay focused on what's truly important. Over time, I've realized that I don't care about most things. Which made me realize I wasn't functioning from a place of indifference. So now I do, which allows me to care more deeply about meaningful matters, both big and small. With the volume turned up all the way, listen closely for messages from your heart. Take a moment to visualize yourself turning up the volume like a dial. Create your own ritual. And then listen attentively. Write down any messages you hear. This is what I did and continue to do. The messages are contained within these dragon dreams. These dreams can be confusing in terms of where and when or how, including who and what, and getting lost, even briefly, while reading. This signals that you are taking the first step toward being found. Because when we lose our way, we open ourselves to discoveries. Having healthy boundaries means I can protect myself. Communicate appropriately with all energies, whether embodied or not, and maintain my own integrity. My ancestors and guides are welcome to connect with me through various means, like speaking through me, inspiring my writing, revealing truths in dreams, or any positive channel between us. However, nothing external can override my free will or take full possession of my mind and body. I set these healthy boundaries with love and wisdom. Know the darker side needs you, and you equally need it. The cave image represents my psyche. I am the shaman who is not afraid of the dark or entering the cave. The shaman inside me teaches that I tend to stay out of the cave because I fear the unknown within it. That is why I avoid the cave and insist whatever is inside comes out to me. The shaman within reminds me that the cave reflects the fear I harbor within myself. When I walk into the cave, I should expect to encounter my darker side. The chipmunk becomes a symbol of one's inner wisdom. If the mind and heart are uncertain about what to do or think, trust the body's movements and the feelings and sensations that arise within it, for they reflect your intuition, the part of you that is intuitive, wise, and connected. Like a guardian, your darkness protects you, so honor it with respect. In the spirit realm, you can safely explore the dark unknown. But in the physical world, darkness holds potential danger from strangers, so remain vigilant. Though your inner darkness sleeps deeply, untouched by the light, know that you are both feared and revered in the spiritual realm. Deep within this dark cave is where I slumber as the dragon. The gold rod is the dragon's tail. It's fine for the cave to be dark. In fact, it needs to be dark for this is the portal where I rest. I respect this energy because my shadow self thrives in darkness. So I must walk into the dark cave. Bringing light would banish my shadow. Then I could not communicate with it. I know my shadow self cannot and should not be removed, for it makes me whole. However, my shadow side needs healing. I'm reminded not to confuse darkness and shadows with evil. Even something very dark and shadowy, once healed, remains very dark and shadowy, but that is its natural state. We are used to using color as a metaphor and things like thermometers to measure things, yet we must be open to all interpretations. The dragon and I are one. We are interchangeable beings. This mystical creature is simultaneously my pet, my soulmate, and my god. The dragon has a playful, happy energy, like an eager bloodhound searching for adventure. Its strong personality reflects our oneness and insists on absolute love between us. The dragon sleeping in the cave guards the portal to connect with the other side. When connecting, envision all viewpoints and move from beyond superficial impressions. Fear distracts from the energy field. Trust your heart. That's the message from the shaman in my mind. Visualize a heart to mean yes, a hammer to mean no, and a heart wearing a crown to protect and represent wisdom. Sleeping deep in a dark cave, the dragon dreams of communicating with me. When it appears, this elusive dragon will take on harmless, familiar forms like a chipmunk, a cat, or a tree, to name a few, to present itself. The dragon's golden, darting arrow of a tail, playfully skipping about like a dog, transforming puddles of water into rainbows as it effortlessly moves through its liquid element. The dragon is also light energy. The dragon has a magical ability to transform. It transforms from mist in the air and water into a rainbow. For the dragon is made up of all of the elements. The rainbow symbolizes unity and diversity. We are all unique, like the different colors of the rainbow. Yet we originate from the same white light. Just as the full spectrum of colors are necessary for white light to exist, our individual uniqueness is essential to the whole collective. The dragon's scales are so dark, they appear black. On closer inspection, one can see they shimmer in hues of mostly purple and some green streaks across the entire top of its body, cleverly camouflaged against the earthen tones of the cave. The slumbering dragon's body blends with the moss-covered walls. Its tail, a golden vein, its eyes, teeth, and nails are of precious metals and gemstones. This fantastical creature was born of the elemental forces that shaped the land and is essentially a walking, talking piece of land. Once upon a time, your spirit entered the cave to rest. Like a hibernation, you have transformed. You began as water and united with other elements. You merged under intense pressure, transforming into the dragon. Who are the others? Who are the other elementals who joined with me? Are the other water droplets that took form as gemstones? Are they my siblings? As in all pieces of dust from the original blueprint in and around me? We are all pieces of the same source. The breath of life that fills the air in my lungs. I wish to connect with others who also carry this gift of life-giving breath. We are all star siblings, cousins, fragments, and fractals of ongoing conscious evolution. I am open to reconnecting with aspects of myself, including other beings and elements, by being aware of our innate connection through the natural world. In the cave, I felt drawn by curiosity to meet lost parts of myself. Sibling souls and alternate selves represented by colors like yellow, gold, black, purple, and green. Through everyday objects that contain these colors, like food, stones, and art supplies, I can rediscover unity with those forgotten parts of me. May these dragon dreams merge your waking life with your dreams. May the illusions fade away while simultaneously intensifying to keep your 3D self safe. As you smash through the glass sky, the ground below you breaks away. As you realize the sky and ground are one and the same, you remember with conviction, there's no such thing as directions, past, or future, as everything and no thing exists in the now. There's no such thing as you or me. Just us. You are the dragon. You are the dream. You are the dragon's dream. You are dragon dreams. You simply are.